Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. This is the Real Gabe Anders Show, Dart Daily, RGA Dart Daily. And we're going to have a fantastic time with you here. Welcome to a beautiful Thursday edition. We're going to be talking about a whole slew of things. Let me make sure I have the... what is this? Okay, yes, there we are. That's what I'm looking for. So we're going to be talking football, baseball, all our normal stuff. Talking some Chargers, Broncos, AFC West football, NFC West football. Preseason football starting here tonight. Of course, we have the Giants and the Patriots underway, as well as the... Who are the other teams playing? The Ravens and the Titans are also underway as we speak. And I keep you updated on it, but it's preseason week one. At this point of the game, we're already seeing the backup second string, third stringers probably in right now. So if anything crazy happens, we'll let you know. But the preseason, you know, what you gonna do? No need for live updates. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and jump right into it. I wanted to correct myself. Yesterday on the show, I said that I wasn't the biggest Tyreek Hill fan. And although also a true statement, I've never really been a huge Tyreek Hill fan. He's very good at what he does. I actually meant Tua. I meant to say I was not a huge Tua Tungaloa or Tungavaloa fan. I think I'm pronouncing that right. So yeah, I meant Tua. I'm not a huge fan of, but as long as Tua stays strong, then the Dolphins are definitely making the playoffs, as long as he doesn't, you know, peter out at any point in time. But we're going to get right into things here. Jumping into it on a Thursday, I was asked yesterday by a colleague, a good friend of mine, if what I thought about Mike Williams and the LA Chargers this year. So that's where I wanted to go ahead and start off here with some AFC West rhetoric. Mike Williams, he got paid. So I assume he's happy. I assume that as a quickly becoming one of the wide receiver two, most likely behind Keenan Allen. You got Williams, you got Allen, you got Eckler in the backfield. Is knock on wood, Eckler stays healthy this year, because that man is fun to watch. That is a fun running back to watch, Austin Eckler, one of the toughest guys, one of the nicest guys. At the same token, I think if Justin Herbert has a true full season of Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, and all the other cast and ensemble that he has in Los Angeles, then they're in for one heck of a year. I was saying that the one thing that I've noticed with the Chargers is their maturity. They're just such a young team. They have ramped up obviously the defense, right? Their defense, offense scores the points. Defense retains and makes it a little bit easier for offense every time, every single series that the defense is able to get a stop and get the ball back in the offensive hands. Just that much less stress, right? That much less need for Justin Herbert to be a maniac who goes for it on fourth down and makes it. A la the last week 18 game against the Raiders that we saw that magic happening. That was like a precursor, wasn't it? Justin Herbert like set the tone for the playoffs and he wasn't even in it. That set the tone for I feel like everybody in the playoffs had to like raise the bar, it seems like, as far as quarterback play. And if not anyone but Stafford, Brady, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and pretty much everyone, right? And then also Patrick Mahomes, obviously. So a lot of bar being set. I think a lot of it had to do with that. It was like the kickoff to the playoffs as the that Sunday night game, the last game of the season in week 18, was taking place. But yeah, I think if they stay healthy, I think there's definitely a good possibility they could make some damage. But going over in the division, going up north and a little bit east, how scary can the Denver Broncos be this year? Russell Wilson at quarterback. You have Melvin Gordon in the background. I've never been super sold on Melvin Gordon, but he's gotten a lot more consistent in later years. And I think that with that type of a back, that type of a smash mouth back who's easy to go to on a check down with Russell Wilson, if he can connect when he's not looking for Jerry Jeudy or the other guys who are running around the field for Denver, I think there's a huge possibility. Plus Russell Wilson alone, if he shows up and plays like Russell Wilson, they have an amazing chance to be so, so scary this year. Win the division? No. I kept hearing that all day today, anytime I brought this point up. I don't believe Denver Broncos will win the division. I'm not super sold that they even make the playoffs. I'll be making my playoff predictions, if not this week, next week at some point in time. But I don't think Denver's on that list because the AFC is just so amazing. Just so, so crazily amazing. But three guys that I did want to point out that I'm wanting to watch in the preseason, especially because preseason starting, Aiden Hutchinson, defensive line of the Lions, definitely looking out for him. Baker Mayfield, I want to see what he's got in this quarterback battle. I hear he's pulling ahead, is the word on the street from inside sources. Nothing confirmed, but inside sources are saying Baker Mayfield definitely winning the race. Trey Lance, if he gets reps, I want to see what he can do. I want to see what he's doing. Russell Wilson, of course, same thing. I want to see how he clicks with that offense. And after last week, I want to watch more Josh Jacobs on the Raiders. So let's take a quick 1 minute timeout. We'll be right back here on the RGA Dart Daily Real Gabe Anders Show. Hey guys, Gabriel Anders here just to let you know that if you really want to help out the show and hear an extended version, make sure you're following us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, and tell any of your friends who might dig what we're doing to do the same, because everybody we can get on board definitely helps, and we'll be able to get extended versions, extra versions, all sorts of extra episodes and more. But if you just go ahead and spread the word, we really need your help in doing so. And by the way, if you're in Glendale, Arizona, or in the Phoenix area in Arizona, go ahead and check out the Arizona Wrestling Federation. Summer Explosion is happening this Saturday, August the 13th at the 40 Toad in Glendale, Arizona. Tons of great matches, 9th anniversary, it's a great thing we're doing. Come have a great time with us. And of course, if you want to hear your brand advertised here, email us, realrgashow@gmail.com. Now, back to Dart Daily. Alrighty, folks, timeout over. We're back. So preseason, again, officially starts this week. Two games going on. Giants and Patriots, Tennessee and the Ravens. Lamar Jackson not playing, actually. So that is one update. I'll give you that update. Mac Jones isn't supposed to, or isn't even starting, but Lamar Jackson said he's not playing. I don't think we should read anything into it. I think it's week one of the preseason. I think that's what's going on there. So lo and behold, we'll see. Time will tell as this goes on. I haven't seen any story from it. I could have missed it, but from what I'm seeing, it's just week one of the preseason. Let's not look into it. Let's not start talking contracts or holdout or anything along those lines. But let's start talking about what I'm looking forward to seeing in this preseason. I'm going to expand upon a couple of them before the timeout. So Trey Lance getting reps. This I want to see. I want to see how Trey Lance meshes. I want to see Trey Lance throwing the ball. We saw him last preseason. We saw him in a couple games last season when Jimmy G was hurt. I'm really excited to see if Trey Lance gets reps, exactly what he's gonna do with them and how he's gonna look. Brandon Ayuk, get ready to put your hand up. Get ready to put your hand up and run down the field because this is the time to shine. And maybe you don't want to give everything away, but there's something budding right there between Trey Lance and Brandon Ayuk. Let's see what happens. So next, Josh Jacobs. Absolutely want to see more of Josh Jacobs. I think we're going to get to see more of Josh Jacobs in the preseason because I don't think he's sitting out. So definitely interesting there. I want to see the QB battle between Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and Mitch Trubisky. I'd heard at one point a couple weeks ago when early on in training camp, I think maybe after the first week or two, that Mason Rudolph was pulling away in the QB battle between Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky. So don't count that dark horse out. Pittsburgh in the midst of a strenuous QB battle. So I'm going to go ahead and say that is a game that I will certainly be watching. I'll be watching all of them, of course, to recap. I'll have a little bit busy of a Saturday as I'm out in Glendale, Arizona, of course, for Arizona Wrestling Federation's Summer Explosion. Quick plug. But when the Steelers take the field, they're going to be playing. Who are they working against? They're playing the Seahawks. That's definitely a game I want to check out on Saturday. So I'll probably end up watching that Sunday just to recap. But I want to see that how that turns out. I want to see how the Miami Dolphins starters mesh. I don't know what Miami's game plan going into the preseason is. I don't know how a lot of teams are sitting their starters, obviously, even more so. I don't think Justin Herbert played at all in the preseason last year for the Chargers, and I think a lot of teams sort of followed that same suit of not wanting to get anybody hurt especially since you only have a three-game season or a preseason, that is. But if they do play him, I'm not quite sure that we will get to see Tyreek Hill and that we will get to see Raheem Mostert and that we will get to see Gesicki and the crew. Gesicki, Sanu, and the rest of the crew. Yeah, look at me. I'm a little bit of a rhymer, aren't I? But we'll definitely get to see once they do start playing. So we may have to wait until preseason's over to be able to fully get the grasp of it. But I want to see, and I want to see how they mesh with Tua, because like I say, I'm claiming again here today, and I will every single day until they prove me wrong, that unless Tua goes rogue, goes crazy, and starts completely losing it, the Miami Dolphins will be at least making a wild card playoff this year. Gonna happen. I believe it. And then lastly, I want to watch the Detroit Lions and the Atlanta Falcons. And I was talking it over with another industry source. And one thing that I am liking, I love Dan Campbell's team that he's building. I say it so much, but I'm I think that they have what they need in Jared Goff, and this is the guy they build around. They can get flashy. They can do everything they want. They can search for quarterbacks. I think that is such a piece that is not needed in their situation. I think that one thing that they really have that is fantastic is going to be Aiden Hutchinson, who's going to be an instant difference maker, because he's going to start, I don't want to say teaching, I don't want to be rude, but he's going to start really alleviating all of the broken tackles that were the bane of the Lions' existence on defense last year. And that is huge. That is a huge step in the right direction. That could be, I don't want to completely state this and be too bold, but Aiden Hutchinson could most certainly be what leads them, Aiden Hutchinson alone, and any other defensive improvement, could ultimately move them from a 4-win team, or a 3-4 win team, to a 5 or 6 win team, potentially, even if they really outshine expectations, a 6 or 7 win team. So time will have to tell, and we're not getting into the Falcons as much as I want to. So this upcoming week for sure we will, but we're going to take a quick break here on the RGA Dart Daily Real Gabe Anders Show. Find us on Twitter at Real Gabe Anders, at RGA Show on Instagram. While you wait for us to come back, we'll have a quick break here, and we'll be right back here on RGA Dart Daily. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back into RGA Dart Daily. This is the real Gabe Anders Show, RGA Dart Daily. And quick, as we come back, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Bryn Thorne, newly crowned as of last weekend, Party Hard Wrestling PHW Arizona Championship. So we got to know Party Hard pretty good, as we had here in the AWF had a joint venture with them, a doubleheader. Last month in July, which is a whole lot of fun. So a whole lot of faces that I hadn't seen in a long time, and had a great time. Big thank you to Brandon Brains, of course, for helping that out. We haven't had the chance to say that publicly outside of social media, but just wanted to go ahead and say that. And kudos to Brandon Brains, going to be making his wrestling debut at their September show. Of course, AWF September show coming up on, our September show is coming up next month. We have an August show first. Coming up this Saturday, AWF Summer Explosion. Be there if you're going to be in Glendale, Arizona. It's going to be a fantastic time. So, but that's all the wrestling. You can check the social medias for AWF at Pro Wrestling AZ and Party Hard on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think everybody's on all of it. So check it out there. Going to be good time. If you're in Arizona, check out the local wrestling. So we're going to get into a baseball. We're going to be looking at the Atlanta Braves. So the talk has been, did the poor performance against the Mets and then coming into this week, is that going to take them out of contention in the wild card spot? To me, I'm going to say no. Because you know what? You know who I am? I am the guy who last year, when the Braves were getting beat up and down in early May by the Chicago Cubs, took one look at them after a series against the Cubs and said, nope, they're out. they're done. They're not coming back from this. Ain't no way, ain't no how. But as of right now, they're four games ahead of everybody in the wild card race, and they're not too far back from still making a run at the New York Mets. They're only, well, they're seven games back, so maybe it didn't help. But at the same token, are they out of it? No, they won the World Series last year. They won the World Series, and as Broken Link Brad said once to me, in the midst of me saying the Braves are done, it's a marathon, not a race. Baseball is a marathon. It's not a race. Longevity. If you ought to look at that, the same thing. Well, we'll go into what I was going to say in just a bit. But are they out of contention? No. I said they were out of it last year in 2021, and they came back to win the World Series. So, no, I think they're going to be fine. But what I like about the Mets, to go ahead and switch gears there, is that the Mets, they have a great lineup here. Looking at Pete Alonso, they just picked up Tyler Nyquin. They're super fantastic. And the way they've been able to put everything together with Francisco Lindor, they have everybody. And you have DeGrom and Scherzer, who are almost rested from not pitching big chunks of the season, especially DeGrom, who just came back and is looking like he's a new man pitching for the first time ever in his life. It is insane and unfair. And then you have Taijuan Walker. I always thought it was pronounced Taijuan, but I guess I've been saying it wrong. And just the depth. They have Nimmo, who I've been a big fan of, who doesn't always come up to speed. But the one loss I thought was JD Davis. I'm a big JD Davis fan, but apparently most Mets fans aren't, and I understand why. Their production hasn't quite been there, I think, like they expected it to. But at the same token, you know, hey, it happens. And he's been very productive in San Francisco, and I think that's a good fit for him. I think that's a good fit for him on a good team who is kind of in a weird, almost rebuilding process, are the San Francisco Giants. They lost Posey. They still have Crawford. Oh, and the Mets picked up Ruff. I'm not as big on the pickup of Ruff, but hey, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. So, but no, going back to the San Francisco Giants, I think JD Davis is a fantastic pickup. I think that he's already doing well there, and he's going to continue to do well there. And I think that he's the type of baseball player that the San Francisco Giants love, need, and want. And I think, you know, once this old guard of the Crawford, Posey type players, and they're already starting to move into it, right, with Yastrzemski, and they have a bunch of guys on the lineup that are definitely contributing. I think that JD Davis is going to be a very, very big, a very, very solid fit. And then, oh, I was going to mention the other guy. Who am I thinking of? So, Joey Bart, who's been a fantastic replacement for Buster Posey. He's no Buster Posey yet, but of course, hey, who really is? If we're going to be fair, who really is another Buster Posey? But no, right before we take our first minute time out of this segment, I wanted to throw out there, oh boy, I can't get his name, but the kid who's playing utility, who's, Tyro Estrada? I think it's Tyro Estrada of the Giants, but doing fantastic. Going to take a quick minute long break here on the RGA Daily Dart Daily Show. Real Gabe Anders. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Gabriel Anders here just to let you know that if you really want to help out the show and hear an extended version, make sure you're following us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, and tell any of your friends who might dig what we're doing to do the same, because everybody we can get on board definitely helps, and we'll be able to get extended versions, extra versions, all sorts of extra episodes and more. But if you just go ahead and spread the word, we really need your help in doing so. And by the way, if you're in Glendale, Arizona, or in the Phoenix area in Arizona, go ahead and check out the Arizona Wrestling Federation. Summer Explosion is happening this Saturday, August the 13th at the 40 Toad in Glendale, Arizona. Tons of great matches, 9th anniversary. It's a great thing we're doing. Come having a great time with us. And of course, if you want to hear your brand advertised here, email us, realrgashow@gmail.com. Now, back to Dart Daily. All right, folks, time out over. We're back here in the RGA Dart Daily Real Gabe Anders Show, and special Thursday edition. We're going into the home stretch, and you know who else is going into the home stretch? The San Diego Padres, whose bats have woken up, it seems. So with a large welcome wagon start of 9-1 or 9-1 against the Colorado Rockies 1 week ago from yesterday, had a little bit of slumping weekend, but I was talking to somebody and they really put it in perspective. You know, with an acquisition this large at a city as beautiful and fun as San Diego, you gotta think the boys, and I'm not accusing of anybody of anything, but it would make logical sense if a bunch of distinguished young gentlemen, such as the classy San Diego Padres are, happen to partake in some festivities, which may or may not include spirits of sorts or just all around good fun times. So perhaps, you know, it was an off weekend, because what we saw, and if you follow the Padres on Twitter, I liked the tweet out of, you all said you wanted more runs, right? Well, you got them. So 7-4, it got shut out 1-0 on Monday, right? So, hey, everybody has a case of the Mondays. Came back strong Tuesday, winning 7-4. The Giants also, they dropped the next one on Wednesday, and that was I think, what was it, 13-7, and the Padres had a 6-inning third and a 7-inning sixth, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's what the breakdown was of it. Just pulling it up to see. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So 7-inning sixth and a six, or a 7-run sixth inning and a 6-run third inning. That's the kind of explosiveness that the Padres have been looking for years. That is why they spent the money. That is why they picked up Soto. That is why they picked up Drury. Who would have thought that he'd be the most productive guy of this entire sort of situation here? But they got Machado. They have Soto. Obviously, you know the drill. And a little birdie told me that somebody's been tinkering around in San Antonio playing for the Missions. And the Padres farm club, that's right, Fernando Tatis started his rehab assignment back. And the official word from one of the Padres beat writers is that he is pretty close to coming back. Not too far from coming back, I believe is the exact quote. So Fernando Tatis joining the awakening bats, if you will, of Manny Machado, Juan Soto, Fernando Tatis now, Josh Bell, and the existing ones of Kim Cronenworth, Trent Grisham when he's on, Jurickson Profar, Austin Nola. Wow. Watch out. Watch out, National League. Watch out, National League and the rest. I'm hearing Richie Vegas start crying Angels versus Padres World Series. And of course, I won't say the other stuff where he's claiming that the Angels are going to vastly, vastly demolish, I believe, might have been, I don't think he used that adjective, but very similar ones. If you break out your thesaurus, you might see some words Richie Vegas was using. Very unkind. Very not kind to the Padres. However, before we get out of here, the last thing I did want to run through, and the Reds having, some of the acquisition winners. So Padres most certainly, I feel like won the trade deadline most certainly. The Astros picking up Trey Mancini, I think was fantastic. The Mariners picking up Luis Castillo. I think I saw a fun stat. I think it said that Luis Castillo has owned the New York Yankees 3 times in the last 4 weeks. That was fun. That's a fun one. Anytime you can see anybody owning the Yankees, Aaron Rodgers and the Chicago Bears style, that's always a good feeling. Never hits wrong. And then Mets picking up Tyler Naquin. I think this is one of the, and he's brought in as a platoon hitter. One of the platoon players, but I think Tyler Naquin on the Mets, who has been performing very well, is certainly something to watch out for, and that is a big pickup on an already excellent lineup. And I think Tyler Naquin's one of those guys who can just play baseball and play the type of Mets baseball that they've been playing. I'm still saying, I'm calling it right now, watch the Mets in the playoffs. They're coming, and they're going to be doing something strong here. But last, before we get out of here, of course, the Reds had a fire sale. I am just astonished, and this isn't one of the winners. We're moving on from the winners. The last winner I had was just thrown there, Franmil Reyes, finding new life, hopefully, on the Cubs. Congrats, Franmil Reyes. I think that this will be a great spot. I think he had a great spot on a budding team in Cleveland. but I have a feeling that he's really going to make some improvement to the Cubs roster. But yeah, it's interesting. We'll talk more tomorrow. We're just about out of here on the RGA Dart Daily Real Gabe Anders Show. But Reds had a fire sale. Time to burn it down. Maybe the Angels or Diamondbacks should too. Food for thought as we're heading out of here. We'll be talking more tomorrow night. More football, more baseball, preseason football, all sorts of. We're going to probably throw in the player awards too. But if you're in Glendale, Arizona, again, AWF Summer Explosion this Saturday at the Horny Toad. And you can follow us at Real Gabe Anders on Twitter, at RGA Show on Instagram. And until tomorrow, thank you so much for listening. I'm Real Gabe Anders, and this is RGA Dart Daily. Have a good night.